和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。这是神的话。
Well, good morning again.
大家早。
You'll notice in the bulletin that there is an item there giving thanks for the life of Billy Graham.
你们可以在周报里看到我们为一个 Billy Graham 牧师摆上感谢。
Many of us have been impacted by Billy Graham's ministry.
我们当中很多人被这个 Billy Graham 的证道给影响了。
It is estimated that he has preached to more people than anybody else in history.
有人估计说他是史上跟讲道最多的一位。
And about 3 million people have responded to the gospel through his messages.
大约有300万人透过他的福音见证来到了耶稣面前。
So we give thanks to God for such a faithful servant.
所以我们为这个忠心的仆人对神摆上感谢。
We're in the second of 3 sermons on resolving conflict.
我们现在一系列的讲到讲解决纷争的经文，讲到第二个了。
We're covering this topic not because we're struggling with lots of conflict.
我们为什么要有这个主题，并不是说我们有很多纷争。
But because it's important as we look ahead to move together in openness, truth, and love.
而是说因为很重要的，觉得我们要一起在诚实跟爱里面一起走。
Last week we looked at 1 John.
上个礼拜我们看到的是约翰一书。
We walk in the light because God is light.
我们在光明中行，因为神就是光。
This week we'll think more practically about how to resolve conflict.
那这个礼拜我们更具体的来看如何解决纷争。
And the principles that we learn apply to church life.
那我们学到这些重点可以用在我们教会的生活里。
But also apply to our marriages.
可以引用到婚姻上。
Our family life.
家庭生活。
Our friendships,
我们的友谊,
at work,
在工作上,
in fact, all our relationships,
所有的关系都可以用到。
In Matthew chapter 18, Jesus teaches what it means for the church to live as the community of the Lord.
在马太福音十八章，耶稣教我们如何在神里面像一个会群体一样的生活在一起。
He describes how to keep relationships honoring to the Lord.
他教我们如何保持一些关系能够尊荣主。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because unresolved conflict in church life damages the church's witness.
因为在教会里面有一些纷争会影响到使教会成为不好的见证。
It poisons true discipleship.
它害到了使徒间的关系。
And ultimately, it discredits the Lord of the Church, Jesus Christ.
也会留下了不好的印象对神的教会。
In Matthew chapter 18, Jesus tells us the way through conflict to reach authentic relationship.
在马太福音十八章，耶稣教导我们如何解决纷争，然后达到一个真实的关系。
Let's notice 4 things.
我们看到四个重点。
First, we must enter what some call the tunnel of chaos.
第一点，我们要进入到所谓的混乱的隧道。
When we lived in Penticton, each year Catherine and I would drive to Calgary for denominational meetings.
我们之前住在 Penticton 的时候，我们常开车到 Calgary 来参加一些会议。
The route goes through the Rocky Mountains.
那会经过洛基山脉。
Along the way are a series of tunnels built over the highway.
那沿路上会在高速公路有 一系列的隧道。
These exist so that in the event of an avalanche, the roads are not blocked.
那有这些隧道是因为如果有雪崩的时候，那些路就不会被埋没了。
Most tunnels are well lit.
那大部分的隧道都很有光的。
One isn't.
可是有一个没有。
It's long, straight, and pitched black inside.
它又长又暗，然后完全一点光都没有。
All you can see is the spot of daylight at the other end.
你只能看到远远的有一个丁点的亮光，是白天的亮。
It's unnerving driving through the tunnel at highway speeds.
所以在高速上开始的时候有点恐怖。
All you can do is focus on the light at the end of the tunnel.
你只能专注在隧道底的那个一点光。
And drive steadily and carefully.
然后很稳定的、很小心的开。
What is the tunnel of chaos?
所谓的混乱的隧道是什么？
It's where we take the risky, difficult step of revealing our true feelings to someone who has hurt us.
就是当我们走出这个很困难、高风险的这一步，来显，当对一个伤害我们的人来显出我们真实的感受。
And we do not know how the other person will react.
我们不知道他会有什么反应。
But to get to the other side,
可是要到另一头。
To get to the place of forgiveness and reconciliation,
到了修复和原谅的这一头。
To walk in the light,
要走在光明中。
We need to go through this tunnel.
我们是必须要经过这个隧道的。
In Matthew 18, verse 15, Jesus says this.
在马太福音十八章十五节，耶稣说，
If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。
Jesus tells us to go.
耶稣叫我们去
to enter that tunnel of chaos.
要进入这个很混乱的隧道里。
Now that's not easy.
那这不简单。
So what's the alternative?
那另外一个方法是什么？
Living in pseudo community.
活在一个假的团体里。
That's false community.
是一个虚伪的。
Pseudo community is where we choose to.Peace keep rather than truth tell.
那这个虚伪的团体里，就是我们情愿保持和睦，也不讲出实话。
The motto of pseudo community is "Don't rock the boat, don't disturb the peace."
那这个他们有个说法，这个虚伪的群体，他们就说要不要去惊动这个船，不要去惊动这个和睦。
But that's when misunderstandings arise.
可是，一些一些不满就会出现了。
That's when feelings are not shared.
一些误会会出现，一些感情没有分享。
That's when offenses occur.
会有一些得罪人。
And that's when people's integrity is questioned.
然后会质疑一些人的动机跟他们的想法。
Pseudo community brings detachment.
这些虚伪的群体就会带来一些分歧。
Resentment.
一些仇恨
distrust
一些不信任
gossip
一些造谣
and bitterness
还有一些很多人心酸
it's not the way of Jesus
这不是耶稣的方法
Catherine and I have traveled through that tunnel on Highway 1 many times
我和妻子常常开车经过这个隧道
each time we enter there's a moment of hesitation
每次进入这个隧道的时候我们有一些迟疑
But we keep our eyes fixed on the exit.
可是我们就定睛在那个隧道的末头。
Entering that emotional tunnel of chaos isn't easy.
进入这种感情的混乱的隧道也不简单。
Being in the tunnel of chaos can be frightening.
在这个隧道里面可能会有点害怕。
But it's a small price to pay for authentic relationship.
但为了得到一个真实的关系、真实的感情，这个只是一个很小的代价。
So if we are at odds with somebody,
所以如果我们跟某人有一些纷争,
Jesus calls us to enter that tunnel of chaos.
耶稣叫我们进入这个混乱的隧道。
Because he knows relationships matter.
因为他知道有良好的关系是很重要的。
The second point is this.
第二点。
Take a reality check.
要自我检讨。
What happens when the person we're talking to becomes angry?
当我们跟这个人谈论的时候，他生气了，怎么办？
It's time to take that reality check.
那我们就要自我检讨。
It's time to step back and check our own motives and attitudes.
就退一步，自我检讨一下我们的态度，我们的动机是什么？
In Penticton, I served on the hospital's clinical ethics committee.
在 Penticton 的时候，我在一个医院的诊所担任他的伦理道德的一个会员。
We were called upon when physicians and a patient's family disagreed over prognosis and treatment.
当医生跟那个病患的家属他们有一些意见不合的时候，就会叫我们过来咨询。
I served as a spiritual advisor.
算是一种属灵的顾问。
My role was to ensure a patient's or a patient's family's religious views were given fair hearing.
就是我要来保证说这个病患或是病患的家属他们对这种信仰上的一些坚持能够受到保护。
It was agonizing at times.
有时候是很痛苦的。
And rarely were there clear answers.
然后很少有一些很明显的答案。
But one condition for a clinical ethics review was this.
可是我们看每一个案例的时候都有一个很重点我们要看的。
Everyone involved was required to state personal biases that might influence judgment.
参与这个讨论的每一个人都要列出他们的一些偏见跟他们的一些主张。
We had to submit to a reality check.
我们每个人都要自我检讨。
We had to let others challenge our prejudices.
我们要让别人能够挑战我们的偏见。
In Matthew 18, verse 16, Jesus says that if the other person will not listen, we take along one or two others.
马太福音十八章十六节说，如果那个人不听，你就另外带一两个人同去。
Why?
为什么呢？
Not to justify our point of view,
并不是来支持我们自己的想法,
but to expose prejudice and reveal the truth.
而是来揭露这些偏见,然后希望能够引出真理。
Often in conflict, we try to find those who agree with us.
有纷争的时候,我们常试着找出支持我们看法的人。
Those who will reinforce our prejudices.
他们支持我们的看法。
Instead, let's turn to people whom we trust to tell us the truth about ourselves.
反而我们应该去找一些能够点出真理，能够点出我们真正想法的人。
And the truth about the person that we're in conflict with.
然后能够点出跟我们有纷争的那一个人真实的想法的人。
Who are these people in your life and in mine?
那这些人是谁呢？
Most of all, we turn to God.
更重要的是我们要转向神。
Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24 is a good prayer.
诗篇139, 23到24节是一个很好的祷告。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思。试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
The third point is this.
第三点。
Authentic relationship always wants reconciliation.
一个真实的感情关系是需要修复的。
This might seem strange to say when we read Matthew 18, verse 17.
当我们读马太福音十八章十七节的时候，可能有点奇怪。
Jesus says that if someone refuses to respond to discipline for sin, that person must be treated as an outcast.
耶稣好像说，当有人拒绝这个 对他们所做的事有一些悔改的时候，那这个人可能就要，我们就要隔离这个人。
The clearest example of this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
那最明显的一个例子就在哥林多前书第五章。
A Christian believer was living in incest with his stepmother.
有一个基督徒跟他的继母生活在一起，有不伦的关系。
And no one in the church had done anything about it.
然后教会里没有人有任何的反应。
In fact, the Corinthian Christians were proud of their acceptance of this behavior.
反而哥林多的这些基督徒，他们还很自豪，说他们接受这种行为。
So Paul tells the Corinthians that they should have been filled with grief.
所以保罗就跟这些哥林多的基督徒说，你们应该心里充满忧伤。
And should have put the man out of fellowship.
然后应该驱逐这个人。
How does this hold reconciliation as the highest goal?
那这个怎么说修复是最高的目标呢？
Notice the purpose.
你们要看目的是什么？
Paul wants the man to acknowledge his sin and repent.
保罗希望那个人能够认识到自己的错，然后悔改。
And this is actually what happens.
然后事情也就这么发生了。
The man is sorrowful over his sin.
那个人的确为了他自己的罪而忧伤。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 7 and 8, Paul tells the church to forgive him and to reaffirm their love for him.
所以在哥林多后书第二章七到八节，保罗叫教会去原谅他，并重新坚定他们对他的爱。
Reconciliation is the highest goal.
修复是最终极的一个目标。
So the scriptures teach that sometimes tough love is needed to bring true repentance.
在经文里面，我们能够学到这种严厉的爱是需要的，来带出这个悔改。
And tough love means confronting sin and unresolved conflict within the church.
那有时候严厉的爱就是能够面对教会里面一些没有解决的纷争。
And where conflict is left unresolved.There will never be authentic relationships.
如果纷争一直都没有解决的话，那我们没办法建立真的关系。
Finally, authentic relationships are reached in the presence of Jesus.
最后，真正的关系是在耶稣里面才能够建立的。
In Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, Jesus gives us the greatest promise anyone can receive.
在马太福音十八章二十节，耶稣给了我们一个。最好的一个承诺。
Where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there.
有两三个人奉他的名字聚会，他就在那里中间。
Many years ago, a single woman in a small church I was a member of had an affair.
有好几年前，我在带的一个教会里面，有个女士，她有了外遇。
She became pregnant.
也怀孕了。
And with a broken heart, she confessed this to the board.
那带着一个破碎的心，她就跟执事会坦诚了。
The congregation was informed.
那会众大家也都知道了。
But no one, not the pastor, the board, or anyone in the congregation, condemned her.
可是没有任何一个人，牧师或执事或者是聚会的任何弟兄姐妹有指责她。
Yes, she had sinned.
是的，她是犯了罪。
But now she needed the love of her church community.
可是她现在需要的是教会这个家庭的爱。
She needed to experience authentic relationship.
她需要经历一个真实的关系。
She remained part of that church.
她就也留在了教会中间。
Her daughter grew up within the love of that church.
她的女儿也在教会的爱里成长。
No one ever condoned what she did.
并不是大家都接受他的做法。
But here's the point.
可是重点在这里。
No one ever denied the presence of Jesus when she first admitted what she had done.
当他向大家坦诚的时候，没有人拒绝说这不是神在大家中间。
The church, touched by the presence of Jesus, lovingly but firmly upheld the gospel.
教会因为耶稣的爱充满。他们坚定了持守了福音。
And they looked for authentic relationship.
他们也建立了一个真实的关系。
For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them.
有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Aaron was a seminary student.
亚伦是一个神学的学生。
He hoped for a summer ministry job.
他很希望能够在暑假的时候在一个教会打工。
But nothing came.
可是并没有任何回应。
The only possibility was driving a bus in Southside Chicago.
唯一的工作机会就是在芝加哥的南部开公车。
He got the job and discovered that the route was in one of the most dangerous sections of the city.
他就去做了这份工，然后发现他开车的路线是经过城市最危险的部分。
One day, a small gang spotted the young driver and began to take advantage of him.
当时在地的一个帮派注意到这个年轻的驾驶员，然后就想要占他便宜。
For several mornings, they got on the bus and refused to pay the bus fare.
好几天他们都上车，然后拒绝付车票。
Finally, Aaron decided enough was enough.
最后亚伦决定他已经受够了。
The next morning after the gang got on, Aaron saw a police officer.
隔天那个帮派他们又上车的时候，亚伦发现了警察。
He pulled over and reported the offense.
他就把车停到一边，举报了他们。
The officer told the gang to pay or get off the bus.
那警察就跟这些不良少年说，你们要付车票，不然就下车。
They paid.
他们就付了钱。
But when the bus turned the next corner, the gang assaulted Aaron.
可是当车子开了一个转弯之后，这些人就攻击了亚伦。
When he came to, blood was all over his shirt.
他醒来的时候发现衣服上都是血。
Two teeth were missing.
少了两颗牙。
Both eyes were swollen.
两个眼睛都肿了。
His money was gone.
钱也没了。
And the bus was empty.
车子也空了。
Resentment, confusion, anger, and disillusionment added to Aaron's physical pain.
亚伦他身体已经受了伤，他还加上了一些仇恨、一些不满跟一些混乱。
And he prayed, "Oh Lord, where are you in all of this?"
他就祷告说：“神啊，你在哪里呢？”
Aaron decided to press charges.
亚伦决定再去举报他们。
The gang members were rounded up.
这些人就被抓了起来。
Within a few days, there was a hearing before a judge.
那过了几天，在法庭上要跟向法官上诉了。
When Aaron walked into the courtroom, he was met by the angry glare of the gang members.
当亚伦走进法庭的时候，他看到那些帮派就用冷眼看他。
But suddenly, he was seized with new thoughts.
可是突然，他心中出现了一些新的想法。
Not bitter ones, but compassionate ones.
不是带着仇恨的，反而是一些怜悯的。
Under the Spirit's control, he no longer hated the gang members.
圣灵在他里面动工，他已经不再仇恨这些帮派。
They needed help, not hate.
他们需要的是帮助，而不是仇恨。
But what could Aaron do?
那亚伦能做些什么呢？
To the surprise of everyone in the courtroom, Aaron stood up to speak.
那大家都很惊讶地看到亚伦站起来要说话。
Your Honor, I would like you to total up all the days of punishment against these men.
他说，法官大人，请你把这些人要坐牢的天数全部加起来。
And I request that you allow me to go to jail in their place.
然后请你让我带他们入狱。
The judge did not know what to do.
那法官就不知所措。
The lawyers were stunned.
那些律师也都吓到了。
As Aaron looked over at the gang members whose eyes and mouths were wide open, he smiled and said this.
那亚伦就带着微笑看着那个已经吓得目瞪口呆的那些帮派说，
It's because I forgive you.
这是因为我原谅你们。
The dumbfounded judge said, Young man, you're out of order.
那这个法官就说，你在做什么呢？
This sort of thing has never been done before.
从来没有人这么做过。
In a flash of genius, Aaron replied.
那亚伦灵机一动地回答说。
Oh yes, it has, Your Honor.
法官大人，其实有的。
It happened over 19 centuries ago when a man from Galilee paid the penalty for all mankind.
19个世纪前已经发生过了，当一个加勒利的男人过来为所有的罪付上了代价。
And then for the next 3 or 4 minutes, Aaron explained how Jesus Christ had died on the cross for us, proving God's love and God's forgiveness.
那接下来的三四分钟，亚伦就跟当众传福音说，这个人是如何为我们付上了最后的惩罚。
In the end, the judge did not grant Aaron's request.
最后法官也没有同意亚伦的一个看法。
The gang members were sent to jail.
那些人也就被送进牢里了。
But Aaron visited the young men regularly.
可是亚伦定期的拜访他们。
Leading most of them to faith in Christ.
最后有很多，其中很多人都信主了。
The Lord calls us to authentic relationship.
神叫我们来建立这些真实的关系。
The Lord calls us to take the difficult way.
神叫我们要走这些困难的道路。
The tunnel of chaos.
这个混乱的隧道。
And to go to those we long to be reconciled with.
去找那些我们希望能够恢复关系的人。
He calls us to weigh our motives and attitudes.
他叫我们自我衡量我们的动机，我们的态度。
He calls us to go all out for reconciliation.
他叫我们能够不择一切的去修复关系。
And when we live in authentic relationship, we echo what Jesus came to do for us.
那当我们在这些真实的感情、真实的关系里面活着的时候，我们看到耶稣为我们做了什么。
Just like Aaron offered to do that day in the courtroom.
好比亚伦当天在法庭上，提议要做的。
You see, Jesus came into our world to redeem us from our sins.
因为耶稣进入了我们的世界，来拯救了我们的罪。
He entered the tunnel of chaos of a broken world.
他进入了这个世界的混乱的隧道。
He made authentic relationship with God possible for each of us.
他让我们每个人都有机会能够跟神恢复，有建立真实的关系。
He paid the price for our sin on the cross.
他在十字架上为我们的罪付出了代价。
So when we resolve conflict,
所以当我们解决了纷争，
when we reach for authentic relationship,
当我们试着建立真实的关系的时候，
we truly are walking in the footsteps of Jesus.
我们确确实实的是跟着耶稣的脚步走。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.